Let me read one of the portions of today's reading. The Apostle Paul's letter to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this drink, this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Today, church is going to meditate on the theme, the sacrament of Holy Communion, healing of the body and soul. We have just heard this passage consist the words of Jesus that instituted the Holy Communion. This is the earliest record of the words of Jesus about the institution of Holy Communion, since all Gospels were written only after this epistle to Corinthians. In each celebration of Holy Communion, the Lord Jesus calls us to his table. "The table is ready. Come and dine." At the Lord's table, Jesus asks to us, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus makes it clear that remembering is the main purpose of his table. He says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." In eating the bread and drinking the cup, we are called to remember Jesus, and in particular, we are to remember his death. If we want to understand Jesus, we must understand his cross also. It was at Jesus' Passover meal that Jesus instructed, "Do this in remembrance of me." Just as the Jesus record how God in his mercy delivered them from the slavery of Egypt to become his free people. So we remember that God has delivered us from the power of sin and death to become his chosen people. The Lord's Supper is not just a meal, but spiritual medicine that purifies and healing recipients who partake of it reverently. So we come to the Lord's table to meet with Jesus. Paul asks, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? While giving the consecrated bread and wine, the celebrant says, this is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ given to you for the health of your body and soul. The breaking of the body of Christ is for human beings. Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you. The broken bread is the symbol of broken body of Jesus Christ. It revealed not only his death, but the old passion of his crucifixion. Do this doesn't mean that we should participate in Holy Qurbana daily, but have to live as Christ had lived. After the supper, Jesus took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The new covenant brings the memory of an old covenant, which we see in Exodus chapter 24, verse 8. This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you accordance with all these words. That covenant was the covenant with the law. The principle of the law was that those who do it will live by it. But the new covenant is the covenant by the love and grace of God. This enables even sinners to have a personal relationship with God as Father. The blood of Jesus is the true drink that quenches the thirst and enables us to live eternally. Jesus had said, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Eating the bread and drinking the cup point towards the Holy Qurbana. So those who partake in Qurbana are proclaiming that Jesus had died for the redemption of me and of the world. But this proclamation should not be oral. It should be the expression of the life of each one of us. It means those who are partaking in the Holy Communion are openly declaring that they have dedicated themselves to lead a life that Christ has lived, which was cross-bearing. Let us self-examine before receiving the Holy Qurbana. Is Holy Qurbana a transforming experience in my life? Let's surrender us before Christ in the relationship of new covenant. May God bless us all.